The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 33, Jesus' True Nature. It was not until Jesus had risen from the dead that his followers began fully to understand his true nature. What that nature was is explained by John in his description of Jesus' ministry. His book begins by asserting that the Word, the creative activity of God through all eternity, was made flesh in the person of Jesus. His own people did not accept him, but to everyone who did accept him, he gave the right to become a child of God. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. In several passages, John writes about Jesus' claims about himself. For example, one evening Nicodemus, a leading Pharisee, visited him. He told Jesus that he believed him to be a teacher sent by God. Jesus responded by saying that only those who are born again through water and the Spirit can see the kingdom of God. "How is that possible?" asked Nicodemus. Jesus rebuked him, a Jewish teacher, for his inability to understand the truth. Then he claimed a special relationship with and a special mission from God. He said, "God loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, so that everyone who has faith in him should not perish, but have eternal life." God did not send his Son to judge the world, but to save it. On another occasion, Jesus engaged in conversation with a Samaritan woman who came to draw water at a well. She was astonished when Jesus asked her for a drink, because there was deep hostility between Jews and Samaritans. But Jesus said, "If you only understood the gifts of God and who is asking you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Everyone who drinks ordinary water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I offer will never be thirsty. The water I give will be a spring giving eternal life." At first the woman misunderstood what was being said to her, and Jesus had to clear away misconceptions arising from her own sinfulness and from the controversies dividing Samaritans from Jews. Then he told her that he was, in fact, the Messiah. The woman told the people in her village what Jesus had said. He stayed there for 2 days, and many of them became convinced that he was the Saviour of the world. This was taken from the Gospel of John.